Okay, we're recording.
All right, excellent. So we're going to go ahead and call the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. Call it to order. We're doing this remotely via conference call because of the COVID-19 virus. We currently have Smith, Mins, Sherwood, and Moss online, and we expect others, but we have a quorum. I'm going to read a statement from the county. This is a special note to the public. Due to recommendations to limit gatherings to no more than 10 people in order to help slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus, public access to the meeting will be provided via conference call to listen to the meeting. Yeah. Members of the public who would like to call in, dial, and the numbers given, 918-221-0224, with meeting code 222-5929-465, when prompted for the access code. Audio recordings of all board meetings will be posted to our website on storycountyiowa.gov. Shortly after the meeting is concluded, you may access the recordings at any time by clicking on the meetings and agendas buttons on the home page. So we'll call the meeting to order and go ahead and get started. Stephanie, can you have a roll call? And this will be a roll call for the commission, and then we'll identify who's on from the staff.
Okay. Smith.
Here.
Sherwood.
Here.
Mins.
Here.
McBride. Absent. Moore.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
McAndrews.
Here.
Welcome, Gina and Doug, for joining us. We didn't hear you join. So we have six of us.
And McBride.
So who is on?
McBride did let us know she was going to be absent, so she won't be joining us.
Okay, excellent. So we have everybody that we expect from the commission. Who from the staff is online?
This is Marcus, so I'm here.
And Jerry and Stephanie are in the admin building.
Jerry and Stephanie, I know you're online, but Jerry back?
Yeah, he is. He's here. Him and I are both in the admin building.
For the record, Jerry is in the admin building. He went to get something from the office for a list of phone numbers, and so we expect him back.
No, he's here.
Are there any other people from the public that are dialed in?
Randy Cummings has.
Okay. Thank you, Randy, for being able to join us. All right. So are there any changes or comments on the agenda from our last meeting? And if there are not, then we need a motion.
I move we approve the minute for the last meeting.
When you make a motion, can you state your name, please, for the record, since I can't see it?
Okay. Kathy Mann. I move that we approve the minutes for the last meeting.
Okay. We have a second by Mann. Okay. And we have a second by Moore. Stephanie, can we take a roll call vote?
Smith.
Yes.
Sherwood.
Yes.
Mins.
Yes.
Moore.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
McAndrews.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Stephanie, what do I need to do for signing those?
Jerry said we can talk about that at the end.
Okay. I will, okay, so We are to the portion, are there any recommendations or are there any changes that need to be made to the agenda? So I will propose at the end, when we get to the staff and commission comments, is when we deal with any issues related to anything that we need to do because this was a virtual meeting. So we can talk about that when we get there, okay? Second.
And Marvin, unless I missed it, I don't think we approved tonight's agenda, and then we also need to do the public comments before the actual item.
Right, so we just had roll call, we had approval of the agenda and approval of the minutes, so now we'll get to, now we're to public comments. Do we need any approval?
We only approved the minutes. We didn't approve the agenda.
Okay. Are there any proposed changes, or does anybody have any proposed changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll let the agenda stand as is. Now is the time for public comment. If there is any members of the public that are on the line who wish to address the commission related to something that is not on the agenda for today, now is your time.
My name is Carol McCracken, and I just joined the call. I did not know that there was a number change on this. I'm sorry that this is the wrong time to say this, but I just wanted to make sure I was included in the roll call, if that was important.
Spell Heather Spellin.
Can you say your name?
And I'm sorry, your name?
Heather Spellin.
Spell my name. First name's Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L. Last name is McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, this is Jake Strom on the line, the current president of Ames Isaac Walton League.
Thank you for joining, Jake and Carol.
Is there anyone else on the line?
All right, so hearing no public comments related to anything that's not on the agenda, we'll move forward with discussion of CUP 0220, the Isaac Walton League Shelter. So, Marcus, go ahead.
Sure. All right, hopefully everyone has the PowerPoint and is able to see it. We'll just get started. If I'm going too fast or if you can't hear me, please speak up so I can adjust for that. All right, so in front of you is CUP 02-20 for the Isaac Walton League. This includes a shade shelter, the shooting ranges, campground, and the associated buildings. The applicant was Randy Cummings. And the property is located at 2066 Stagecoach Road, just outside of Ames. As far as the nature of this request, it's kind of twofold, similar to the Ballard CUP that we did 2 months ago. It's the installation of a new 18 by 20 shade shelter at the Trap and Skeet Range, and then also bringing the Isaac Walton League Private Gun Club from a legal non-conforming use to a conforming use. So what started out here was the proposal for building an 18 by 12 shade shelter by the Boy Scout Troop 101, Carson Cummings. When they came in for this, it was noticed that there wasn't a CUP for the range. There is an existing CUP for the shelter, the chapter house as well as for the resident dwelling, but the shooting ranges aren't included in that. The Isaac Walton League has been in its place since 1952, prior to Story County adopting zoning in 1958. Private gun clubs are allowed in the A1 through a conditional use permit per Chapter 9 of Story County Land Development Regulations. The shade shelter will be an accessory use to the existing private gun club. So the next slide, you'll see the vicinity map. This is where it shows the location of the Isaac Walton League in reference to mainly the city of Ames and the surrounding Story County. Next is the proposed site location, kind of zooming in on that area, with finally it being circled, the location near the trap and skeet ranges. The next slide shows the floodplain in relation to the parcels. It is located outside of that floodplain. So throughout this, we're going to have pictures regarding the proposed shelter and then also the private gun club as a whole, including the campground and archery ranges. So this picture is the proposed shade shelter location. You can see to the right of that vehicle, there is here's the parking area at the trap and skeet range. There's the trap and skeet houses as well as the safety walkway, so that when they're using this, instead of it being just grass, so no one will trip. They have pre-dug the holes. However, there is no concrete in there. They're just trying to get it set up prior to. And then the next slide is kind of covering more of the gun club as a whole. This is the ADA spot at the chapter house with the unloading pad right there. This is the upstairs of the chapter house, and below is an indoor range. So this indoor range was put in back when Isaac Walton League was created then. The range itself wasn't built on any necessarily guidelines that the NRA may or may not have had at the time. However, currently it is the only time it is operated is in the winter from December to March, and the only time that this part is open is if a certified NRA range safety officer is present. Only the range officers are able to unlock the door. So as far as safety goes, when someone is down here using this range, no one is allowed upstairs, and they put up a barricade across upstairs so people can't be technically above where they'd be shooting. And if there's an event happening upstairs, then no one's allowed to be downstairs using this facility. There are 5 bays down there, and this was recently cleaned by MT2. They reclaimed the lead and cleaned all the surfaces and those sorts of things down below. And next picture is of the resident's dwelling. It's someone on site for the safety of the park. This next picture shows the rifle and handgun range. The direction of this picture, that is the backstop or the berm for the handgun range. And then to the left is the rifle range. And those are the associated berms for that. And then this is the handgun range, kind of showing their target areas with the berm. There are 2 ADA spots at the rifle and handgun range with a ramp that goes down to them. Next few pictures are of the campground. There are 5 electrical hookups around here. To my understanding, It's basically like a 110 outlet, so it's mainly just to be able to have a light on. Not much more than that can be pulled up there. Some picnic tables are out there, and then the campground shelter. The next picture of the campground shelter is one of the trails that goes through there. You have a fireplace. And then there's a pump house. And then these two red buildings are the trap and skeet. It's for the materials, pigeons for it as well. And then the bigger one holds the landscape maintenance equipment, mower, and those things for the club. That's the trap and skeet meeting house and the previous smaller shade shelter there. These next pictures are of the archery range. General. And then get into the elevation view. It shows, like the existing shade shelter, it's going to be a little bit bigger. It's an open structure with a roof to protect from sun and any other elements when those ranges are being utilized. Next shows a site plan, kind of showing where each one of the ranges is, and then kind of where you can shoot in those areas and what direction you'd be facing at the time. Next few slides show the parking areas at each place. Okay, and we're getting into the standards of approval. So again, we are not only looking for approval for the shade shelter, but we're also looking for bringing the whole thing into conformance. Because it is a shooting range, state of Iowa requires that our Planning and Zoning Commission, not only are you recommending for a board of adjustment for the county process, but Planning and Zoning also has to act on this for the state requirements. So we're looking for you to act as well as recommend that the Board of Adjustment approves as well. All right, so getting into compatibility. So the private gun club is a conditional use in the A1 district. It has been in this place since 1952. The proposed structure is compatible with this existing use and will blend in on the parcel. The surrounding uses are agricultural in nature. As far as transition, the minimum setback for this structure is 50 feet. It will meet that setback. Then we also produced all the setbacks for the existing structures. As you can see, all of those structures meet existing setbacks. As far as traffic is concerned, there's no anticipated increase to traffic associated with this structure. This is only to provide additional shelter and shade for those using this. It's not to encourage any additional participants or spectators. There is, as far as the park as a whole, there's on average 20 people a day to the club. And there, in addition to that, there was a list provided there of scheduled events that for the year, it shows how many times it happens a year, and then how many vehicles, or the frequency throughout the year, and then how many vehicles for each event. As far as parking loading, during the installation, all parking will be on the subject property. Nothing will be in any of the right of way. No new parking is proposed. The ADA parking spaces are marked at each parking area. Parking is available at each range. As far as signs and lighting goes, there is no new proposed signs or lighting. The shade shelter is not to have any electrical connections, so there won't be any even internal lights there. The park does have existing lights. As you can see, there's at the entry gate and sign, at the park resident house, at the chapter house, at the campground, then at the trap and feet range. This is four, my apologies, there is actually five wooden poles with stadium lighting that are used for the trap and ski ranges during the fall when they can shoot into the dark. As far as environmental protection, the environmental impact of the proposed improvement is anticipated to be limited. The private gun club does generate noise, but not in excess of its use. The indoor range lead cleanup was just completed, and then the indoor range cleanup contractor may assess the outdoor range for lead reclamation in the future. In talking with people from the Isaac Walton League, they're going to be providing measurements for the berms to get that evaluation process started to do the exterior lead reclamation. Currently, there's not a site visit scheduled, but they're going to provide measurements and photos to begin some kind of an assessment in April. So going forward, as far as the analysis part goes, if the commission concludes that all the above development criteria will be met, it must recommend approval of this application. Once it concludes that if completed as proposed, there's a strong probability that the development will not adequately safeguard the health, safety, and general welfare of persons residing or working in the adjoining or surrounding property, impair an adequate supply, including quality of light and air to surrounding properties, unduly increase congestion in the roads, or the hazard from fire, flood, or similar dangers, diminish or impair established property values or adjoining or surrounding property, or not be in accord with the intent, purpose, and spirit of the land development regulations or county cornerstone, the capstone C2C plan. As far as all of those things go, I just wanted to also point out that as far as safety and general welfare, when this was brought to our attention, and this is in the staff report, we requested documents from the sheriff's office going back 6 years. During that time, there had been only one incident at the park. Someone had accidentally shot their own hand. That's been the only recorded issue in the last 6 years. And there were the selected comments from our interagency review. If you have those in front of you, if you have any questions about that, we did ask a total of like 35, 36 questions. And those are all listed out in the staff report, but as far as the PowerPoint, we only put some of them on there. Did anybody have any questions on those? Hearing none, I will continue on. From the conceptual review, none of the offices had any issues with this. Public notice went out on March 26th. March 27th, I got an email. Person was in support of it. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, I did get a call wondering if this had anything to do with an expansion of the ranges. I informed the caller that this is not for any expansion of the ranges to install this new shade shelter and then kind of bring the rest of it into conformance. They're concerned about any expansion and what their recourse would be if they were trying to expand. I just informed them that at this time they're not trying to expand it. I do believe there was another phone call possibly on Monday. I'll have to see if there's any other information from that one. So as far as we're concerned, though, the points to consider: the applicant addressed the need for the shade shelter. The shelter will provide elemental protection for competitors and spectators. Then CUP will bring this in from a legal non-conforming use to a conforming use. Traffic impact will be limited. The environmental impacts are expected to be limited. And the advocate recently hired that third party to clean up lead at the indoor range and is working through getting an assessment for the outdoor. With that being said, again, we need Planning and Zoning Commission not only to act, but then also recommend as well for the Board of Adjustment per the Iowa code is for you acting on it right now, and then Board of Adjustment for our reasons. But staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for the Isaac Walton League proposed shelter and existing storage buildings associated with the existing gun club to include the indoor range and campground used COP02-20 with the following conditions: that the applicant shall apply for zoning permits for all existing structures where there are no zoning permits on county record, and that the adjoining of parcels 05-36-100-420, 05-36-200-305, and 05-36-400-140 to create one parcel with no internal property lines. This will solve some internal property lines and setback issues on the inside of that. This next slide shows that State of Iowa Code 657.9, which is why we need Planning and Zoning Commission to act on this as well. With that being said, I am at the last slide with the alternatives. I'm available for questions. Randy Cummings is on the line. Jake Strom is on the line as well. Both are with the Colton League.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. So to make sure that we get identity for who is speaking and to solve normal issues with conference calls, I'll just run through by name and see if you have any questions for staff related to this. Mins? Kathy, do you have any questions of, for staff related to the presentation?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sherwood?
Nope.
Moss?
No, not of staff.
Okay. Moore?
Negative.
Okay. McAndrews?
Nope. Thank you.
All right. And I don't have any questions either. So now we will move on to if there's any comments from the public related to this. And if you are going to comment, please state your name and your address for the record, and then make your brief comment.
Marvin, the applicant needs to address the commission first before the public. Did you hear that? Oh. It dropped.
It's okay.
I need to go.
I'm calling.
We'll be okay.
Welcome to the meeting. Please enter. You will now be placed into the meeting.
Hey, Marvin.
This is Jake Strom. I'm the president
of
the
Marvin, this is Stephanie. Our call dropped. It was actually my fault. So we need to go back to where the applicant is allowed to speak. They should go before the general public, Jerry said.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. So before Moss, you'll be first in line when we get to commission discussion. Are there any comments that the applicant would like to make to the commission?
This is Randy Cummings. I don't have any other than just to thank Jerry and Marcus for their help to get this through.
All Okay. So, is there, again, we'll ask, is there any discussion or any questions from the public related to this CUP?
And this is Moss again.
Yep.
I was just.
You want to go ahead and repeat?
Sure. I was just wondering when the campground is in use by youth, like the Boy Scouts. Is there are the shooting ranges in use at that time, or how do we accommodate for, or how is that accommodated for so that the kids are safe?
Yeah, I can answer that. This is Jake Strohm, President of the Walden League. I mean, if we want to refer back to slide 35, by nature, the camping area is almost a quarter mile away from either the shotgun range or the rifle and pistol range, and they're actually pointed, you know, the shooting direction is pointed away from the campground in both those areas. And they would, if they're using the campground, which they do overlap use and during time of the year, there is nothing stopping a scouting event from happening at the same time we're using the shooting ranges. But those who are using the shooting range have to be aware of their surroundings and make sure that they are not, you know, firing while anyone would possibly walk through the area. And it's well defined where our shooting ranges are, so it is not somewhat, it's not easy at all for someone to accidentally walk into a shooting range from the campground area.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is Marvin. If you go back to slide, I think it's 19, where it shows the shelters for the rifle and pistol range, you can see that those are below grade. So you have to go down a stairway of, you know, 12 or 15 steps to get down to that shooting range. That is, again, directionally, you're shooting away from where the campground is. All right. Are there any other staff questions for the applicant or for staff?
This is Moss again. Just out of curiosity more than anything, is it rented to the youth groups, or is this donated use of it to the youth groups?
This is Jake Strohm again. As a charter for Isaac Walton League, we have an association with the Boy Scouts of America, and we sponsor both one Boy Scout troop and one Boy Scout or Cub Scout pack that are allowed to use our facilities free of charge. Other youth groups that may want to use our facilities do have to pay rental in agreement with our chapter house rules.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this is Carol McCracken. I'm also, you know, on the board of the Ames Isaac Walton League. Jake, don't we also let the Girl Scouts use the facility as well? It's not just Boy Scouts.
That is true. It's we typically do not charge for most charitable organizations unless they're using so much of the park that it impinges on the general member use. So, yeah, that goes to the same for 4-H and other, for example, DNR activities. So that's our, we discuss that in our board meetings that we hold once a month if there is any sort of a question about charging entity to use the park.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions? Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, now is the time for commission discussion. So are there any points to discuss within the commission?
I don't have any. Kathy?
Then I believe we're ready to entertain a, so at the point of order, Marcus, we need to act and we need to make a recommendation to the Board of Adjustment, right?
Yes, sir. So we'll need two then.
So what is that? We need two motions, and what, if I'm looking at your recommendations on the last slide, I see a recommendation for the approval of the conditional use permit, right? That would be our normal recommendation. What is the other motion and what is the action that is required by the commission?
Marvin, Jerry is going to speak here for a second and explain that.
Yeah, I think the commission can do this in one motion, and again, as Marcus communicated to the commission, state law does require zoning commissions to actually act, just like the Board of Adjustment at Story County would act on this measure. So you, in your motion, you can act to approve. We are, as staff, recommending that it be approved with the conditions that Marcus outlined. And in your motion, you can also state that you recommend that the Board of Adjustment approve it with those two conditions.
Okay, so a recommendation for approval and a recommendation for approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission and recommended approval by the Zone of Adjustment or the Board of Adjustment.
Okay, you're,
yes, sir.
Yeah, Marvin, you're actually taking action. So you've got to vote to, we're recommending that it be approved with the conditions. And in that motion, you can also recommend that the Board of Adjustments support the Planning and Zoning Commission's action.
Excellent. So we get to act for the first time in my 6 years or so on the commission.
Yes.
All right. So understanding all that, do we have a motion?
Okay.
Yes.
I move that we act on Marcus' recommendation and approve staff recommendation number two.
And a recommendation for the Board of Adjustment?
And a board recommendation of the Board of Adjustment.
Okay. So we have, and this was, who was this speaking?
Kathy. Kathy Mins.
Okay. So we have a motion by Mins to recommending the approval of alternative two, which approves the conditional use permit that is proposed for the shelter and the existing storage building associated with the gun club, including the outdoor indoor range campground as put forth in CUP 02-20, pending the commission, based on the conditions suggested by staff. Do we have a second for that motion?
Yes, Moore.
So we have a motion by Moore and a second by, I'm sorry, we have a motion by Benz and a second by Moore. Stephanie, will you, are there any comments or discussion about this motion before we have a vote? Any questions about what this means or? All right, Stephanie, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Benz.
Yes.
Moore.
Yes.
Sherwood.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
McAndrews.
Yes.
All right, so we have a unanimous approval and a unanimous recommendation to the Board of Adjustment for CUP 0220 with the conditions of staff.
All right.
So thank you to Mr. Cummings and others.
So this will go on to Board of Adjustment now in 2 weeks, and I'll send you guys the connection information and all that as well.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
I assume it'll also be on the Board of Adjustment agenda as well, I assume. So.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, so that completes our public hearings. And now is the time for any staff comments.
Okay, this is Jerry, Planning and Development Director. I just want to thank the Planning and Zoning Commission for their patience as we work through public meetings this way in light of COVID-19. As many of you likely know, the Board of Supervisors acted on March 18, providing direction to open our COOP-COG emergency plan. And at the same time, they also activated our Emergency Operations Center, which our department is continuing to staff that on a daily basis. And so I would plan as commissioners, it's very likely that we will continue to hold public meetings via conference call. The Board of Supervisors staff, however, are looking into other options other than using conference calls. And as far as our department goes, all of our staff are teleworking from home, as is most of the other county departments. Most of the workers are working at home. There are a few people that are still reporting here at the admin building, but for the most part, public buildings are closed to the general public. And we are continuing to receive submittals for zoning permits, development case applications, just general communication via email. So the transition for our department has been pretty smooth. We have a very tech-savvy staff who I think of it have adjusted very well. And prior to this incident, 75% to 80% of our communication with the general public, for the most part, has been through emails and through the U.S. Mail Service. So again, I think for the most part, our department has made this transition pretty well. It's been going fairly smoothly. So again, I would plan on the next meeting, the May meeting, to phone in. Everyone is encouraged to phone in lieu of participating in the meeting in public. So we are continuing with our social distancing here for those who are working in the building. And I guess with that, I would be happy to answer any questions that you have about county policies or how the Planning and Development Department is responding.
I think it worked great. Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Like I said, I've been on two Zoom calls and two hangouts today, so this is getting to be a normal.
This is Moss, and I appreciate your efforts and everything. I would like to just comment that how important the internet coverage is for the county at this time, and how, like, at my school, they're one of the ways that they're letting the community use the parking lot for the internet, and I really think that's an important issue to get good internet coverage for everybody, because it really makes a difference in these kind of worldwide events, I guess.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we got that email from Gilbert with the kind of the campus user or the Wi-Fi and password, and that if you want to use it, come park in the parking lot.
That's great that they're realizing that people need that. So,
this is Kathy. I'm very lucky in Colo. We have fiber to our house in the country, so I know that I'm very fortunate, because there are some bad internet connections.
Yeah. Is there any other comments from staff?
The only thing that I'll add is happy April 1st. It's Census Day, and there's actually a tracker out there. If you go to the Census website, you can actually see how successful Story County households have been to date. I checked it this morning, and 43% of the households have self-enumerated. There's a big push to use the U.S. Census Bureau's website to self-enumerate. And so the few times that I do watch TV, I've seen a few TV ads, and this morning I think I heard probably three or four different radio spots. So the message is out there, and
right.
And our department will continue to use different ways to get that message out there about the importance.
Thank you for that. Are there any commission comments?
This is Moore. I want to give Stephanie a lot of credit. Nice job in a very trying environment. And, it's a learning curve for everybody, Stephanie, so don't feel like you have to apologize for anything. I appreciate you getting all the information out to us. This was somewhat seamless. Like I think Kathy said earlier, this is like my fourth conference of some sort virtually today, and this one actually went better than any others.
Thank you very much. What I actually did was I had our conference phone on mute, and Jerry was going to talk, and I accidentally ended the call instead of pushing mute.
That happened.
We definitely appreciate everybody's patience.
Not a problem. I do have the one question about signing the approval for the agenda from our last meeting.
Jerry suggested that after the meeting, just stay on, and we'll discuss that at that time.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, do we have a motion for adjournment?
I move we adjourn.
Second and a
half. Okay. All right, so we have a motion by Mintz and a second by Moore. Can I have a voice vote? All in favor, aye.
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 All right, we are adjourned.
Thank
you.
Great, thanks, Marvin.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good meeting.
Okay, Marvin.
All right.
So we have, I guess we have a couple of options. If you have, you probably, I don't know if you should sign it digitally, I guess, but if you have a way to print it and actually sign it and then email it to me, just that signature page, that would work.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could sign it and then just mail that page to me.
Okay. All right.
What would work best?
I will look at that.
Okay.
That's probably the right thing. I need to make a call to the sheriff's office. I have a concealed carry permit, and it expired. So I don't know if that's something that I can if they are doing renewals right now or.
Marcus, are you still on the phone? Okay, he hung up. I happen to know that that was extended. Marcus, he was affected by the same thing. But I think I think you have an extra 30 days, but definitely call.
No, mine. So what happened is I got one many years ago, and I lost my wallet, or my wallet was stolen in Chicago, like 2 years ago, and I went in and got a new one. But when they gave me the new one, it wasn't a new one, it was just a replacement.
Yeah.
So it didn't extend it. So it actually expired in like August.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm past that 30 days. So I need to actually get a new one, because anything past those 30 days is considered new. So I was just going to call the sheriff's office and see if they are doing it. And if they are doing it, then I could come out and apply for the new card, and I could come by and sign the thing. So I will call the sheriff's office tomorrow.
Okay. And our building is closed, though, so you wouldn't be able to get in.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I'll plan on just printing it and signing it, and then I'll email it to you, Stephanie.
Okay. And Jerry just said we did get permission today that we can use the treasurer's drop box
in the front of the building.
It's in the parking lot, but we have to let them know someone's dropping something off. So that's another option if you.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
The easiest option is for me to print it and sign it and email it to you.
That's awesome. That works. And then I'll print it out here.
All right. I will do that then. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get through this.
Thank you, Marvin. That I think the meeting went very well. You did a great job too, keeping it organized.
I was out of my groove with getting things done in order, because you know I'm not sitting in the room. You know, it's just weird.
I guess I was out of mine too, because this is like, we don't normally ever do these, but this is like, I think the fifth one that I've done, and that's the first time because I've been putting it on mute every time, but that's the first time I hung up instead of taking it off of mute.
Well,